The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. I'm here with a psychologist, Dr. Baruta Rajin. Welcome, Dr. Rajin.
Hello, Byron.
We are going to take on a wonderful topic today. Tell us a little bit about your book, Iron Butterflies, Women Transforming Themselves in the World. Can't wait to talk with you about this topic.
Well, it's a book I interviewed 60 women from 8 different countries, from many different walks of life, some pretty famous, like former Prime Minister of Canada, Kim Campbell, Pat Mitchell, who was a former CEO of PBS, Barbara Kingsolver, the novelist, Jody Williams, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, but also, you know, lawyers, judges, nurses, doctors, teachers, an Aboriginal elder from Australia, and also a vineyard. That was a woman who owns an all-women-run vineyard in Tuscany. That was a really tough assignment to have to fulfill.
I'm glad you were able to endure that. I would like to begin. First of all, I have a copy of your book in front of me that your publicist just sent to me, and I've been browsing through it earlier today. And I would like to begin this discussion with a quote that you selected on Chapter 4 to really get some energy levels high here. The quote is from Barbara
Mikulski,
exactly, Democrat Senator from Maryland. Gussie up your makeup, put on your shoulder pads, start your engines, and get into third gear because, ladies, we are on a mission. I love that quote. Couldn't be any more terrific in helping to explain this. Maybe you can take that quote and understand, is there a revolution really going on here, and what are you discovering in that revolution?
Right. I call it a revolution hidden in plain sight because it really requires a perceptual shift to be able to see it. You know, and what that quote by Mikulski captures is what an iron butterfly is a woman of paradoxes. You know, she has a will of iron but a touch of a butterfly. You know, she's determined and yet nurturing. She's strong and yet vulnerable. Actually, I just saw The Hunger Games yesterday, and you know, the lead character in that movie, the girl, I would say is an iron butterfly, and because she has that masculine feminine balance going for her. She's tough but caring. Anyway, so this revolution that I'm talking about is that, you know, women are transforming the meaning of power. Bella Abzug, the former congresswoman from New York, had made this prediction that in the 21st century, power wasn't going to change women. Women were going to change the meaning of power. And it transforming the meaning from power over others, which is a domination-based society that we live in now, and that is in transition, to a power with and for others, which is creating a more collaborative, cooperative world. And their work, creating these work environments that emphasize a more collaborative, mutual way of being in the world, and it doesn't get, you know, it doesn't get highlighted in the media or anything because, you know, it's not what we're used to seeing as leadership. We're used to seeing a more masculine-infused version of leadership, I have the answers, the kind of Lone Ranger style of leadership that we think is pretty heroic in the domination culture. But these women have these masculine skills, but they have these other feminine skills that really make the difference and that are really very powerful in a interconnected and interdependent world, such as relational intelligence, care, inclusion, intuition, consensus building, big picture thinking. All of these qualities have been largely marginalized and dismissed as touchy-feely and soft. But in fact, the perceptual shift is they're exactly the exact opposite. They're hard. Soft is the new hard. They're very complex skills to have, but they're also very powerful, and that's part of my message is to women and men that often these skills are not really valued or recognized as leadership. In fact, they are very pertinent and powerful skills to be having as a leader in our world today.
Tell us a little bit about this, the stats. Let's talk there. What are the facts? Are women climbing up the ladder? Are there more women now, more than ever now, in higher positions of authority? Give us some stats, if you could.
So, yes, there are more women in power than ever before, and I believe it is a gathering force. But realistically, we still have a long way to go. If you look at Fortune 500 companies, where 46% of the employees are women, only 14% hold board seats, and only 13% have executive positions, and only 3% are CEOs. So that's a pretty good indicator that we still have a long way to go. And if you look at our Congress, it's only 14%. Mm-hmm. And I think we need more women. I mean, I think if there were more women in Congress, Congress would not be quite as jammed up as it is, because it's all this posturing again. It's all this power over, you know, rather than power with and for others.
Are there, do you feel like there's a commitment now more than ever for women hiring women, for example, or men feeling compelled to hire more women in positions? You know, is a Carol Bartz of Yahoo, CEO of Yahoo, or, you know, some of these other incredible companies, PepsiCo, DuPont, Avon, Xerox. I mean, these are women are CEOs of these companies. Are they leading initiatives to try to get more women on their management teams?
Yeah, I mean, it's really good business to have women in executive, because consistently, study after study shows that those companies that have more women in positions of power in their organization do better organizationally and financially. It's just good common sense. But I think part of this, the answer to that question, are there more women, you know, are they opening the doors more to women? I think there's a very complicated answer to that. But a couple of aspects are that if you're a leader who has had a more domination, command and control type of leadership, then you're more likely to hire someone who emulates you. And a lot of the women who are very, very effective and have, you know, have all this relational intelligence and bring people together, you know, big picture thinkers, are often not recognized as potential leaders because they don't see those leadership skills as associated with power, as being powerful. That's one
have
thing.
Have you studied actual proficiency of men versus women?
Yep.
And really looked closely at, you know, negotiation skills, listening skills, productivity, ability to focus. I mean, are women just dominating the rankings of those skill sets? Because honestly, I feel like they are, you know.
They are. In fact, it was just a study done by Nash, survey, I forget how many CEOs. Anyway, out of 12 out of 16 attributes that they defined as being exceptional leadership, women were ahead of men in 12 out of 16.
Interesting.
So now that's going to feel kind of threatening to a guy, don't you think?
Well, you know, there are opposite sides of that coin as well. I mean, I've been hiring and working with dozens and probably hundreds of sales reps in my tenure in the professional world. Perpetually, women have outperformed men just in terms of raw numbers.
Right.
But when I as a CEO recognize that and go hire more women than men, you could make a case that I am reverse discrimination here. You know, what are your thoughts on that? You know, are we going to have a culture that somehow recognizes that there's less risk in hiring a woman than there is a man in terms of performance and achieving goals? I mean, this is disruptive, don't you think, in the marketplace? I think in general, to base decisions you know, if well, I guess I'd ask you, what are you proposing? Or do you think that, you know, 50% of all CEOs should be of organizations should be run by women? Women should be at least have a 50% stake in the business world. You know, is that your contention? Or is your contention 100%? Women should just mention
no,
you
I
be working.
I think it's, for me, it's just, you know.
Men should be staying home with the kids or something. I don't.
Well, you know, some men do, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a growing edge for men to engage in their more nurturing side. I think the culture puts an enormous stress on men to perform, to be, you know, omnipotent and have all the answers, to really be invulnerable. And it's a really unfair burden on men. I think domination culture actually fails to fully empathize with men. I think the future is men and women standing side by side together, because everybody has something to offer. But mm-hmm. the thing is, men have to be standing beside women at this point to make women equal, not ahead of them, you know. And I think it's happening. I think a lot of men who are secure are really actually happy to have women come to the plate and take some of the responsibility of leadership. But I think you have to be a fairly secure man to be able to say, okay, you know, this woman is as good as any man I know, you know.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the role women have in the family right now, and how careers can often interfere with that family, important nest that is a foundation for an upbringing.
Well, you know, I see men much more involved in their mm-hmm. children now. On Sunday morning, you can see them walking around with their Biors, you know, with babies on, carrying mm-hmm. their babies on
yes.
their chest, which I think it's a beautiful sight. And men are picking up more responsibilities at home. But really, the burden of child rearing and household responsibilities still falls largely on women's shoulders, and it's still an unequal distribution of labor in that way.
Mm. It's fascinating. Let's take a station break, and we're going to get back to some of the really interesting research that you did on sexual submissiveness and the whole, being sexy culture and how that's changing, perhaps. Back in just a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search, social, display, one platform.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Webmasterradio.fm. Get addicted. Get ahead.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Thanks for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
It's good to be here.
Thanks. So some good challenges that I'm sure you had on understanding the sexual dynamic of how the workplace and success dovetails in with the important, the all-important sexual relationship that women do need to have in their lives as well. Tell us about that fine balance and some of your discovery.
Well, I just want to finish on your previous question before the break.
Sure.
Which is about, you know, women trying to find that elusive work-life balance, you know, because it is imbalanced in terms of their responsibilities of life. And also women continue to get penalized in the way that men don't for having children. I mean, mm-hmm. There are a lot of statistics showing that, you know, a professor at a university, if he has children, he doesn't get penalized. His career keeps moving forward, whereas for a woman, it doesn't. You know, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of adjusting that needs to be done. And I think one of the things is a greater flexibility in what work is. I mean, being tied to a desk for 8 hours or 9 hours, however, you know, this competition about who can stay later at the office, I mean, I think it's really counterproductive. So I think that there's a lot of transformations going on in that realm, and women are leading the way. They're saying, no, I'm not going to sacrifice a balance, even though they're having a hard time finding it. And actually, they're leading the way because it's going to benefit men, too. I mean, it's not right that men are working around the clock either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they
need that sounds like an overall workplace problem in the whole culture. We've had some guests on our show talk a lot about that. You know, it is clearly time to change the workplace. At the same time, you know, it's also time to be cognizant of the importance of the hardworking America fabric that has created the success we've had. That's a whole nother discussion. Can't wait to have that with you sometime. But one of the things that we'd love to hear your thoughts on is this balance of a potential unrealized danger here. Could you talk a little bit about that? The whole issue related to, you know, the sexual importance of relationships and how that can be, what sort of trends you're seeing in that? Because I know that was really one of the interesting parts of your book and the research that you did.
One way of talking about that subject is the interest in the media on. Can you hold it for a second?
That's a wonderful noise in the background there.
Yeah,
the bells are ringing.
Yeah, that was my husband's cell phone.
Oh, okay.
He used to be a bell ringer.
Church,
when he
was
a kid.
Church wherever you are in the world.
That's right.
Go ahead.
All right. So we were. One phenomenon that has been happening, it has been the book called The 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know, have you heard about that book? And
no.
I guess it's on the bestseller list, and it's about sadomasochistic relationship where the man is the dominant one and the woman is the submissive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking, are women really interested? It's one thing to read an erotic book, you know. It's another thing for it to be, it was interesting is that they were framing it as, maybe women are powerful now and they really don't want their power. They want to be submissive and be told what to do. And it's sort of, I go, this is really a reactionary story. Everybody's talking about this story as really, very progressive, and it's not mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. if you take the titillation of sexuality out of this story, mm-hmm. what it is, it's power over women and literally and figuratively tying them up. I think, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think there certainly is a lot of tension in understanding those complex relationships, and you know, I think
also the objectification is really what I'm saying. Is that, you know, women, you know, we thought that the whole objectification of women was behind us, but in fact, it's actually really having a really a comeback in many ways, where women not only are objectified, but they objectify themselves now as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's a starts at a young age. You know, that starts at in high school and dressing. I mean, I was looking at some high school girls. My wife and I were there, driving to work in the morning, and we're saying, I would not let my daughter go to school looking like that. I mean, that is just unbelievable. I mean, it was just like, are you kidding me? What parent would let their child, go to school with stock, it was unbelievable. It was incredible.
There's
tremendous pressure on that, but there's balance on that. There are a lot of very attractive, beautiful women out there in very high positions that are absolutely, radiant of energy and beauty and sophistication. And, that is an asset. When that's packaged well, I mean, that's a powerful asset for any company, I believe. And that should be viewed as a positive characteristic. But in the end of the day, the business world that we're talking about, the success we're talking about, there's a very fine line of performance, style, and what happens behind the scenes in terms of sexuality with your husband. And I was finding a hard time bridging that gap of what you were called, sexual submissiveness, that your promotion talked about. So I was just looking for, you were sort of balancing this dream of becoming submissive, and are they giving up real power, for sexual power? I mean, this is complicated stuff that you're diving into. I applaud you for doing it, but I was just wondering if you could sort of explain that, where you're finding this line in the sand of how power balances out on both performance and sexual power.
Well, when I was talking about, is this real power or sexual power? Now, the perfect example of giving these high school girls that, really are, seriously underdressed, basically, and that they have the power of titillation, but do they realize that that's sexual power, that's not real power?
And I see. Interesting tension
there are women
right there,
who are really, really have a grace to them. I think about Christine Lagarde, who I actually had the privilege of talking to before she became, prime minister in France. Is she prime minister? Anyway, but she's so elegant, and mm-hmm. and you can see her power in her presence and in who her power is in who she is, not in her necessarily her power to titillate.
Let's take a station break. Back in just a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit location3media.com.
The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries into the 16th Annual International Web Award Competition. Independent judges from around the world recognize the best websites from nearly 100 industries. Web Awards winners receive an image plaque, certificate of achievement, higher visibility for your company, valuable feedback from our expert judges, and links to your site from the highly ranked Web Awards site. You can't win if you don't enter. Sign up now at www.webaward.org.
In 500 yards, CPA Way will be on your right. You have reached your destination.
On the interstate of internet marketing, CPA Way helps you monetize the way, no matter which direction you're heading. CPA Way is your route to low-risk revenue.
Advertisers,
we have paved the way to delivering revenue channels that will meet and exceed your expectations.
Publishers,
we monitor and manage your campaigns to bring you the most revenue possible.
Publishers can feel secure to leverage direct offers, while advertisers can find safety offering their most valued campaigns.
The road to trust, respect, integrity, and honor is just ahead at cpaway.com.
Radio's Virtual Autobahn.
Webmasterradio.fm, moving at the speed of light. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back. Thanks for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
It's good to be here.
One of the things that I think is quite interesting, and I've seen this, you know, in a lot of women that have worked for me, and I wanted you to just comment on it. So, you know, women care about their appearance very much. Some women do, not all women do, I suppose. But that ability to respect, you know, how people look at you, you know, and perceive you in dressing up and wearing the right clothes and thinking about fashion, thinking about how they talk, how they speak, how they listen. I mean, that is an incredible gift. And I like describing it as saying that women have this wonderful ability to look at themselves as other people would look at them. It's almost as if they climb out of themselves and say, how are people going to view me when I walk into that meeting? You know, how should my mannerism, how should I react? That's a gift and that's an asset. And I think that's an important one.
It's also a double-edged sword, because what happens is women are often, they see themselves through the eyes of their beholder. You know, that they are being seen, you know, and so that's where the self-criticism comes. Oh, I should look like this, I should be like that, you know, rather than seeing themselves through their own eyes.
This is another wonderful quote from your book. Feminine consciousness accepts, tolerates, transforms. Feminine embraces the aggressive impulse of the outgoing masculine energy and transforms it into higher order of creativity, right?
Yeah.
And that's your tilt chapter, which what we're discussing right now. I think that's a wonderful quote. That ability to, you know, to sort of, almost embrace that typical male aggressive, my way or the highway, you know, energy level that's constantly transformed, particularly with, you know, power playing executives, and to transform that into a solution to a problem or a means to an end, not the end itself, right? That is the gift of women that is so powerful, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's taking, rather than compromising where everybody has to give something up, it's being able to embrace it all, and which can move you to a higher level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding.
Indeed. Well, I have to say we're towards the end of the show. How can people get a hold of you? How can they find your book? Tell us a little bit about the connection point so people can learn more and communicate and connect with you.
Great. My website is ironbutterflies.com, always plural, because women's power is a collective power. Mm. And I'm also on Facebook, Iron Butterflies, and on Twitter, Iron Butterflies. And also I'm going to be releasing a interactive manual for leading in the new era of women, which is it's for women to gather together in circles. And use this guide for, it's sort of pretty much a racist consciousness raising group.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And your book is available at every major bookstore worldwide, I'm sure.
Uh huh.
And do you do any book signings anywhere? I'm curious.
I have.
Do you know any next signings that are coming up?
Oh, next signings. No.
Okay.
I don't. I'm going to be on TV Friday, but no book signings. I mean,
wonderful. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great having you on the show. Really appreciate your appearance today. Thank you very much, Dr. Regine.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed our conversation.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Hope your life's a little bit smarter, better, faster, and wiser, and you flap your butterfly wings as high as you can and onward to your journey for success. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks.
Until next week, everybody, thanks for tuning in.